Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Doug Obey is here. Doug is a longtime member of our Brain Trust financial advisor and certified financial planner emeritus. Now, what that means, folks, is he's got lots of gray hair, and he's earned every one of them. He's the author of Money and the Human Condition. Doug, welcome back.
Glad to be back, Jim.
Emeritus, how about that?
Yeah, it's a program that the CFP College of Financial Planning has put out there that gives people like myself that are no longer practicing with clients of their own, but have been in the business for over 25 years with a clean record, we can now help mentor younger CFPs.
So that's another way of saying we still want you to work, but we're not going to pay you, isn't it?
That's a good way to look
at it. I'm not minimizing the designation because I'm really proud of you. You've earned every bit of it. As I said, you've earned all your gray hairs. But once upon a time, I used to do a lot of work with the SBA. And when I did a lot of volunteer stuff and I helped them raise a lot of money and did some things for them. Anyway, so when I'd go to their conferences, they'd give me a name badge and it would have VIP under it. And they would say, and so my friends would say, would tease me about that. Yeah. Who, what makes you think you're a VIP? I said, that means work for free.
I love it.
Hey, Doug, you and I are old enough to remember when inflation was a problem. When inflation was double digits in the 70s, when interest rates, prime rate was double digits, when mortgage rates were double digits, we had deflation. I mean, we had stagflation. We had a mess. It was a malaise, as President Carter called it. We were in the malaise era, and that was really ugly. And ever since then, inflation has been a real bugaboo, is a real boogeyman in our lives. Something is one of the two mandates of the Fed to control it. But over the last several years, and for a number of different reasons, inflation has kind of not been as big a deal as it was. What do you think?
Well, a lot of it has to do with the globalization that we've experienced over the last 10, 20 years.
Yeah.
You have production happening in countries where the labor costs are so low that they're actually exporting, in fact, deflation. And so that's what's happening, has been happening, and is currently happening. And it gives these countries, like ourselves, as well as most of Europe and most developed nations, cover for getting into outrageous debt because with inflation so low, or deflation as they call it, or disinflation, however they want to categorize it, when that happens, we can reduce interest rates down to, well, Europe is now has
negative.
$14 trillion in negative interest rate bonds.
I want you to spend some more time on that in a little bit. But one of the things I want to point out first is There's two kinds of deflation. There's good deflation and there's bad deflation, right? And the good deflation is when your computer costs less today, or your television, you can buy a better television today than last year for less money. That's good deflation. That's because of technology and globalization, as you say. Then there's bad deflation, which is where, like, the real estate in Connecticut is going down, right? That's bad deflation, right?
Well, I don't know if that's bad deflation. I mean, it's
all
market.
It is if you're trying to sell your house in Connecticut.
Well, of course it is. All right, but, that's market-driven. And the market's always going to drive prices, whether it's stock market prices real estate prices, commodity prices, they're all going to be market-driven, which is all a factor of supply and demand. All right, so right now, if that's the case, I have not checked into Connecticut real estate lately, but if that's the case, it just means more people are moving out of Connecticut than are moving in.
That's exactly right. Yeah, and as you say, that's not market forces. That's policy. Those are policy issues. So, but regardless of what causes it, how should we think about as consumers, as business owners making investment decisions? What should be our attitude about inflation? Let's just use the word inflation, and because sometimes it goes up, it goes down. And when it goes down, I don't think we necessarily need to call it deflation. What should our attitude be about inflation right now?
If you want to look at the entire picture, all right, what your listeners have to think about is how are we going to get out of the debt we're in? How is Europe going to get out of the debt they're in? The only way they are ever going to get out of it is by creating inflation. And they are, it's common knowledge. Central banks want and are doing everything possible to create inflation. It's more difficult because of what I just mentioned as far as low cost or low labor cost countries.
Those are deflationary forces. That's right. Go ahead.
Exactly. So, but if you think about it, if we don't have inflation, all right, we can't get out of this debt.
Mm-hmm.
All right, because our debt right now in this country would have every single person paying, every working person paying over $200,000 a piece
to pay off
to get out of the debt.
Yeah,
never going to happen.
Yeah, that's right. Now we've got a time bomb. There's a debt time bomb. The national debt right now in America is pretty close to equivalent of our GDP, but and not that this is any you know, should make us feel good. It's a lot less than countries like Japan have. Theirs is like two or three times GDP.
That's true. All right, and so how is that going to be addressed? All right, the only way it's going to be addressed. It's never going to be paid down because you know, I know, and your listeners know. Politicians are not going to come out and say, we need to get tough on this.
They're not going to pay off. You're right.
Right, because they're not going to come and say, we need to raise taxes and lower benefits in order to stop paying off this debt.
And so inflation...
That's never going to happen.
Inflation would make our performance of the economy and our assets make the debt smaller. It won't make it... We won't pay it off more, but it'll make it a smaller part of our financial world, right?
And it will increase what the government takes in taxes.
There you go. All right, exactly. And maybe, and then we elect people to pay that off. Quick break. Right back with Doug Obie. We're talking about negative interest.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.